This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm here, and I want to thank you for hanging out and including the podcast in your Power Learning Network. Hey, spend a few moments with me, and I'll give you some of my insights as we head into the new year. Now, I've been collecting my thoughts on our industry's important issues, and I share them with you in this bonus episode. Now, first off, it's been one hell of a year, 2020, one we never saw coming and unprecedented in every way. However, there was one bright spot in the form of a powerful, powerful message. We, the automotive aftermarket, is considered essential. That's an important message to your clients and your team. Now, that didn't mean it was easy street. It meant that we had an important role in the transportation needs of our country. Sure, we had some rough spots that we had to learn how to do business in a safe and mostly touchless world. You know, being safe was a priority for our team, ourselves, and our family. And for a minority of you, you had the systems, processes, and the culture down so that you didn't have trouble embracing pandemic business practices for your people and your customers. The strong got stronger, or at least they maintained. Some grew, many united. Many of you found the time for process improvements, paint, remodeling, image makeover, and even stronger marketing. You didn't atrophy, but you blossomed as a leader, and it was business as unusual. As soon as we went into lockdown, I started to think about how I could help. What can the podcast do to reach out and share what shop owners were dealing with and how they dealt with it? We produced shows on surviving the pandemic and the implementation of the PPP. We had smart people on to share their views on going forward. There were no precedents to pull from, just insights on solid business practices. We also talked about the stress of the pandemic on our lives, all while we continued to march forward, sustaining our business in new and different ways. And I even put up some special forms on the website to help us face the predicament we were in. We learned to embrace online training, oh my, in a big way, online training and education. Now, if you wanted to keep up and connect, this was your only option. This is where all the training in 2020 went, online, and we learned to assimilate online into our training needs and routine. The podcast has been there online and on demand since the beginning. Did you know? Hey, I'd like to congratulate the many training companies, suppliers, associations, and coaches that brought training and support through online courses. They replaced their in-person with virtual. They moved quickly and smartly to fulfill the need for training that is so desperately needed, and it never ends. It was unprecedented that all major live in-person events were canceled. All the right choices and the costs for those vendors and associations were in the millions to all event sponsors. There was no way forward but to cancel as we learned to be safe, be careful, and wear masks. This year, the podcast hit a few milestones and started something new ourselves. It was a few months into the pandemic when Tom Hamm and I, during a casual conversation, talked about my vision as a podcaster, and I mentioned to him that doing a live aftermarket show that combined my desire to showcase a shop tour was something I always wanted to do. Now, within days of that discussion, Aftermarket Weekly was created. Tom and I shared co-hosting duties, and we launched May 12, 2020. Now, since then, Tom moved his priorities around as he leads with his wife, Deb, the Automotive Management Network, and his own shop in Grand Rapids, and I assumed the solo hosting role. AftermarketWeekly.com is the home of all archived videos and the new audio podcast. And yes, you can subscribe to Aftermarket Weekly wherever you listen to your podcasts and have it at the ready. So I added a co-host to Aftermarket Weekly, and we continue down the highway having fun and sending good and important information to my aftermarket colleagues. And by the way, if you've ever wanted to be a guest host or show off your shop, please just send me an email to carm@remarkableresults.biz. This year brought me to moderate many panel discussions on all types of industry issues and events. Some private Facebook groups for suppliers and providers, and some were done on my Carmcast broadcasts. I won't forget the milestone of Breaks for Breasts when they hit the $1 million contribution mark, and we put together a homage to all industry peoples who had a role in this unprecedented Giving from the Heart event while on the hunt for a breast cancer vaccine. Now, I can't help but think about the chase for the COVID COVID-19 vaccine. And if our scientists could put the money and brain power behind finding a vaccine for breast cancer and all cancers, maybe it'll happen now that the precedent has been set. So think about the topics we've covered for you and the cutting-edge discussions that have made a difference in you personally and in your business. We hit the 600th episode milestone of Remarkable Results Radio. Please listen to that. It's a great tribute to what we do here, and the 200th of the Town Hall Academy hit in December. The For the Record podcast was put into hiatus after we hit 91 episodes, and I want to bring it back. Nearly 900 episodes since March 2015, creating an unprecedented library of on-demand audio content available nowhere else in the aftermarket. You know, Mother Teresa said, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the water to create many ripples." And that is, as you know, will always be my mission, to ripple the water so that all ships rise. Okay, Carm, now you've got all this content. How do I access it? Well, there's so many ways in your podcast listening app, but let me also walk you through one new cool way. I've got a few Google Nest assistants around my house, and I taught it to play the podcast. So cool. I just say, "Hey, Google, play Remarkable Results Radio podcast." And presto, in the order and where I left off, I'm sure that Alexa and Apple HomePod can do all the same. So with the back catalog of podcasts on just about any topic that would interest you, how do you find the shows that you'd like to listen to? Well, it is the website that can help you. We've cataloged every episode by category, series, and keywords. I bet if you spent about 8 minutes on remarkableresults.biz, B-I-Z, you'd be amazed at how you can navigate through the content library and find shows that delve into a pain point or a topic of interest to you that you want to know more about, or even listen to my guests and hear their perspective. Check out the recently added collections page. It's really cool. This is where I've been able to put themed episodes together. It's a really cool new feature, the collections. You can use the global search that allows you to search on any topic, person, or word. Many different pages help narrow down the podcast brands, topics, series, and keywords. Why all of this? Well, with almost 900 episodes, I know there's something there for everyone. So many of the shows are available as videos, you know. That is the trend today. Every Town Hall Academy, Aftermarket Weekly, and Carmcasts are both audio and video. A favor, please subscribe to both the Carm Capriotto and the Aftermarket Weekly YouTube channels, and I would sure appreciate that. I'd surely love to get your opinion on things. I've got a survey out at remarkableresults.biz/survey. It's a way for you to tell me your perspectives on the podcast. Another ask is to sign up for my daily episode updates. The email keeps you informed and up to date on all the shows and the releases, the topics, and the guests. Sign up for the email at remarkableresults.biz/email. And thanks. Now, you've heard me in the past talk about being a perpetual student. Well, today, if you don't learn something new every day and then implement a new insider idea, it's like standing still. Action makes things happen, you know. Embrace the podcast as an important part of your continual learning and education commitment. You know, being so close to the industry as a connector of aftermarket professionals, I want to share a few thoughts that I feel strongly about as you formulate your plans for the new year going forward. Now, these thoughts are not steeped in science and numbers, but opinions that I've formed since I do hold the pulse of the industry in the podcast library. Now, I will not mention a technician shortage or the lack of quality hires. What I will talk about and feel strongly about are apprentice programs. Imagine calling a seasoned, top-notch technician a journeyman. Well, other skilled trades do. Why not in this incredible profession? When you create your own apprentice program, you set up a career path to create a journeyman. We've done episodes on apprenticing, and in January 2021, we'll have a detailed episode on how to implement an apprentice program. Hey, where does training sit in the hierarchy of priorities? Have you made training one of the most important tactics of your success? Are you training yourself and your people? 2020 demonstrated that there were no excuses to miss training. It was all virtual. You could attend while in your PJs. Are you holding yourself and your team accountable for attending the training that you and they need to advance themselves and your business to new heights of knowledge? We are in a high-tech industry, and we need to keep up. Even when we can travel again, you should blend in-person leader-led and hands-on training with virtual. There's never been a better time to gain knowledge on the entire spectrum of technology to business management to leadership than now. The speed of tech is warp speeding past you. Now, some don't want to attend training because they don't want to expose what they don't know. It's time to eat humble pie. Put your ego on the shelf and embrace training for everyone in your organization. Create a culture of training, or better yet, of being the smartest team in your marketplace. We're the smart guys and gals. Hey, people want to come to work for an organization that puts their people first and training high on their critical need list. Hey, here's an important idea. You may already be doing this. Start to track all training classes your team has attended and the date that they attended. Use a spreadsheet that everyone has access to, and even post it. Here's what you do. Classes along the left column and the text across the top. You'll be able to see the gaps in training, and when a new course becomes available, you can see who needs to go or even get a refresher. The key to training is to share what you learned with your team. When you go to training, everyone must come back and give an overview of the training to their colleagues. Remember, when you teach, you learn. This goes for all positions in the company, including your customer service people, managers, and even the owner. Another thought is, how do you keep in touch and learn from a peer? Well, it's proven time and time again on the podcast where the stories you've heard in so many instances are from participation in a networking 20 or mastermind group. As I said, I've seen it time and again with many guests who share their struggles. The deep hole they dug for themselves and their struggle to climb out of no profits, say, debt load, poor culture, and people. Look in the mirror and say to yourself, it's time to make a change. There's a ton of great inspirations and special quotes about change. Try this one on for size from Robin Sharma. She says, change is hardest at the beginning, messiest in the middle, and best at the end. And from Helen Keller, she says, a bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. Make 2021 your year. Also, coaching, hey, it's become one of the best and fastest ways to sustain profitability. For so many, you came up through the ranks of ownership because you loved fixing cars and knew that owning your shop was the next most important step in your career. Then you got hit over the head with the complexities of running a business. Many dug holes and lost a ton of money and found out that there was help to guide, teach, support, and hold you accountable to your success. A coach taught you the things you did not know that you needed to know in order to have the right disciplines to run a profitable and successful company. You get my theme here? Stop telling yourself that you can't afford a coach. We've got too many stories in the content library that proves that this is just an excuse for not having an accountability partner. And hey, here's a bonus thought, succession planning and growth. You know, I feel this will be a big year for many to succeed their business to an internal candidate. It may not happen this year, but the planning will start this year to make the transition work for all parties. If you positioned your business for an outright sale, you'll have great opportunities going forward as businesses are looking to grow and add bay count. Now, if you're not prepared for succession in any form, it's not too late to start. I created a collection of episodes that deal directly with that. Go to the collections page on the website to find this wealth of information. I also feel that there's a youth movement in 2021. I want to do more shows with our young people who are inspired to own a shop or to change the world. We need to embrace our future generation of shop owners and technicians. Now, here's where you can do so much good. I've always had a dream of building and implementing a program that I call Adopt a Shop. Now, without going into details, you can help me. I need you to visit or call a shop in your town or even in the next town and ask to have coffee. Right, Carm. Sure. I'm going to call someone and ask them to have coffee. Well, the immediate response will be reluctance. Why go with you to have coffee? What does he or she want? They want to steal my secrets, my ideas, maybe. They, of course, don't want to share their secret sauce, in air quotes. God help us. Come on, you know there's no secret sauce. When are we going to understand that? The entire world of the aftermarket took ideas from peers, made them their own, put their own mark on it, fit them inside their culture, and called them their own. It's called R&D. Rip off and duplicate. Your secrets are no different than the next shop down the road. No one can exactly duplicate what you do because they've got different people, cultures, facility, marketplace, training, knowledge, and customers, etc., etc., etc. I want you to be willing to help share and encourage. We don't need independence driving a race to the bottom and to sling bad words or vibes about a fellow shop owner to the public. It's hard enough to run a small business than to have a peer hurt the industry's image and customers' perception of it. When you get to know a competitor, it becomes co-opetition. That's your goal. Reach out to a local shop and at least tell them about the podcast. They'll learn that there's no secret sauce and then maybe become a friend in arms. As my friend Andy Bizib said, the podcast is like a 40-minute 20 group. Oh, so true. Would you please share it with a friend? Hey, thanks for listening to my little mini rants in this bonus episode. You know, I rarely take the time to speak directly to you and to share how I'm seeing things. Now, maybe I should do more of these, but for now, I think you can chew on these for a while and then do something with the inspiration that you get. Hey, another exciting thing we did this year, by the way, was to broadcast all the live shows up on the website. Now, just go to the live page. You'll see every show we do live there, live. And soon to come in 2021, the Aftermarket Radio Network. Keep in touch and learn more about it. And oh, yes, the podcast is now on Audible and Amazon Music. Don't hesitate to reach out to me via an email or through all the social networks. Carm@remarkableresults.biz. Hey, keep in touch. I will, and thank you for listening to this, and I hope you'll be inspired to write down an idea you picked up and to help the podcast grow by telling others as we help build a stronger and a better independent aftermarket. Until next time.